Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey y'all, it's Becky here. Before we get into the podcast, I want to let y'all know that we are having some weird microphone issues and we are trying to figure it out. But in the meantime, this episode just came out sounding a little bit strange. We're sorry about that, but enjoy the strangely tinny episode.
Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm David Streepy alongside Becky Streepy. This week on the show, Becky tells me about the vegan bakery we went to in Fort Lauderdale. She went to. And we'll talk about a mummy calzone. We'll also eat the new Everything Bagel Wonder Egg.
So just to clarify, only I went to the bakery.
Well, you went with our child.
I mean, but you didn't.
I didn't go.
We didn't go. Just Becky went.
Couldn't be me.
Dave, how are you?
Well, I got a pickle update. I got a pickle update for you.
I'm ready.
I don't have a song for the pickles.
Oh.
For pickle up. Don't sound so disappointed. It's okay. I don't even think this is a segment.
No.
It's only the second time I've ever talked about pickles.
It's shocking to me because of how much you love a pickle.
I really like a pickle.
Dave eats pickles.
I've been
nonstop.
Hey, I've been pickle starved the past couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a big Clausen's kick.
Yeah.
To the point where I leveled up and bought the big jug of Clausen's. And then I didn't get the Clausen's anymore for a while because here's the thing about the big jug of Clausen's. It's still $9.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm walking around with my armload of candy and cookies and I pass the Clausen's, A, there's not room in my armload for them, but I'm also like, I really shouldn't be wasting money. So
on pickles.
On pickles, sure. So I bought some Clausen's this weekend because I was on my own because you were in Fort Lauderdale.
Eating at this bakery that we'll discuss later.
Okay.
It's called a teaser, okay. Dave. That's called a teaser.
No, it's very effective.
Ever heard of
it's
it?
It's good. Consider me teased.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Color me teased.
Oh, that's great.
So you went out of town, and for my bachelor's weekend, I bought two things of Just Egg. I bought a roll of Pillsbury pizza dough,
mm-hmm.
inspired by what we'll talk about a little bit later. It's called a tease. I bought...
Great job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
I like to build you up.
Yeah. I bought a bag of hash browns. I bought some chow cheese.
And
I bought these pickles. Oh, and I bought some limes. I was going to make a little cocktail at some point. I wanted to squeeze a lime into it.
Got to squeeze a lime.
Yeah. So I got two things of Just Egg, a roll of pizza dough.
We just did this.
Chow cheese.
We're going to do it again.
I'm trying to remember.
Okay.
I'm trying to test my own memory.
Okay.
And then I got the pickles.
Mm-hmm.
I got home.
And limes.
You just told me you didn't want to do this anymore. I haven't been able to open the pickles since I got them until this afternoon.
Oh, you got them? You got them open?
I told you I got them open.
I missed it. Y'all, these pickles.
You commented on it.
Oh. Y'all, these pickles were so hard to open. Dave brought them to me and asked for help, which I mean, I tried, but I couldn't open them
either.
Sometimes
you can do that, though. Sometimes you find an angle or a way of exerting that is different from what I'm doing. It's not a bra strength thing. Not a bra strength thing.
No, it was a bra strength thing.
Go ahead.
I'd win.
Say more.
I'd win.
If it was what?
A bra strength.
Did you say bra or broth? Because it.
Either,
the
really.
The first time it sounded like bra.
Either way, I'd win.
I thought you were going to go bra.
I did.
Even then. You might not win.
I'm going to cut this out.
Why?
So I couldn't bra strengthen it open.
Uh-huh.
Dave, how did you finally open it? You just kept trying?
I just kept trying. Oh. And eventually I did. Eventually it opened.
The moral of the story is, don't give up.
Last night, this isn't even the pickle news. Last night, I tried to open it. It was very late at night. And I had to stop. I was like, I finally was like, you're going to do it. It's not like it's defective. Like, you just have to do it and really do it until it's done. But it was very late at night. And then I got a flash in my head of me doing it. And like tilting pickle juice all over the kitchen and having to clean up pickle juice.
That's a fear of mine too with tough jars.
One time I did that with just egg where I thought the cap was on it and I shook it up.
Oh no.
And the cap had just been resting on top of it. And the cap flew off and just egg goop shot all over me and shot all over the kitchen. And that stuff's hard to clean up.
Yuck. I've done that with soy milk before, shaking it, not realizing that I loosened the cap.
Yeah. Yeah. Classic blunder.
Classic.
Back to the pickle news. So I open it. I'm eating a victory pickle. Put my fork in there and I stand over the sink and I'm eating my victory pickle. And I noted, I'm considering the jar. And I've seen the jar a lot in my life, but never noticed it. Like I never looked at it. I knew what it was about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I look at it and it's giving me all these nutritional value things. And it says per half spear. And I said, what? And I turned the thing to the ingredients, the nutrition info. And the serving size is half a spear. This is a jar of pickle spears. Everybody, it's like a quartered pickle.
Yeah.
It's a spear.
It's a huge jar of spears.
Yeah. But in what world is somebody reaching in there, taking a spear,
cutting the spear in half
and putting the other half back in?
That is
to brine out for the rest of
sharing size pickles.
But then I wondered, if you cut the spear in half, are you opening an absorption point in the pickle that if you then put that pickle back in the brine, it's going to suck in more brine. I'm just thinking about this now. I've been judging it all day. It's ridiculous to have a serving size of half pickle.
Yeah, objectively.
I'm not saying that it's not. And I'm not saying, well, maybe they thought of this. Like, no. But since we're in this situation,
right?
I wonder.
How can we make the most of it?
Now I wonder if you cut a pickle in half, a pickle spear in half.
Like lengthwise, right?
No.
So you have two longies or two shorties?
Is that what
shorties?
You think they mean when they say half a pickle spear?
Well, if you're
cut lengthwise?
Well, if you're going for like freeing up more surface area to absorb, a lengthwise cut would
okay.
do that.
I just want to be clear that you're riffing with me now and not trying to interpret the half spear size as a spear cut longways.
I'm saying
a psychopath would pull it out and cut it, go through the arduous task of cutting it longways, which would take like 10 times as long as just like cutting it in the middle.
Correct.
Okay.
But I'm going with you on this journey. I'm saying if you were to cut it in half lengthwise, that's how you get the extra briny surface area.
Hmm. But you cut kind of a bigger like intake point if you cut it in the middle. Like it's got a bigger mouth to suck in whatever you're, and here's where I'm headed.
Yeah.
You do that. You cut it in half. So mm-hmm. it's got a big mouth to suck in whatever. You don't put it back in the brine, Becky.
No.
You put it in something else.
So it can suck in a second brine.
Yes.
Fun.
Yeah.
Layers of flavor.
Like, what if I took a Clausen, cut it in half, and then put it in a Wickles brine? Right?
Mm-mm.
Now, my only question is, would that make it softer?
I don't think so. Because what really makes the vegetables soften when you pickle them is the hot brine. You boil the brine so that you can dissolve like the sugar, salt, and whatever, any spices that you're doing.
Uh-huh.
Like, and you know, and you want the whole spices to steep, but you pour it over while it's still boiling. And part of the reason is that you're cooking the vegetables, but just a little bit.
So why do they get soggy 9 times out of 10?
Sometimes they get soggy because they are hot for too long, like because of how they're canning them.
Mm. Okay. Well, Clausen's makes a good pickle.
Yeah.
I also wonder, is it a non-issue because it's already been quartered? And all the absorption points, like the absorption points on the naked parts of the spear are going to be the same as whatever you cut it in half as anyway.
Yeah.
Like it's already one big long mouth and you cutting a second mouth in the middle of it.
Doesn't make a difference.
Just two mouths. Yeah. They're both going to suck the same.
They are. They might.
All right. Well, I might look into it. Because if that's true, then all we're talking about is basically the same as picking pickles up out of one jar and putting them in another jar. And there's nothing fun about that.
No. There's no process. You don't feel like you're unlocking anything.
Why doesn't anyone do that?
Well, I would say if I had the Wickles, I would just eat the Wickles because they were the best pickle.
But what if you like two different brines?
Oh, yeah. Like maybe you could invent a super pickle.
Yes.
I wanted to real quick interject that a victory pickle, would that be a Vickle? I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget.
Victory pickle.
Vickle?
What is a victory pickle?
Victory?
What are you talking about?
After you opened the jar, you ate a victory pickle over the sink. And I thought, would that be a Vickle or would it be a Pictory?
Some things are fine the way they are.
No, I disagree.
I think it's a victory pickle. I think a victory pickle is a fun. It's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. Vickle is like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. And then you have to explain what it is. Pictory makes it sound like you took a picture.
Well, if you really were proud of it, you
would. Threw it in one trash can, threw it in another trash can, both full of brine. Stop.
I'm sorry.
The Clausen's is like a, how long have we been talking about pickles?
Oh my God, for so long.
The Clausen's is like a garlic dill.
Yeah.
And the Wickles is like a spicy sweet dill.
Yeah.
I could see a harmonious marriage happening there, but let's push ourselves a little bit further. What's that out of the lines brine that you could think of? Like, what would be the equivalent of? It would be candied. It would be candied brine, like a candied apple.
So, what like a gherkin brine?
No, it's a pickle brine.
You're so mad.
Well, I said like a candy apple. I couldn't have been clearer.
So just sugar, maybe a little.
A brine,
cinnamon?
Like would you dip a candied apple in to make it candied?
Yes. Oh, so. If you want to go that direction but keep it pickle, you could do pickled fruit, and often it's like a brine with like cinnamon and cloves and black pepper. Really, it's quite sweet.
I've got a pickle brine in the Clausen's jar, Becky.
Oh, you want to go just put it in syrup. It sounds like, isn't that all the candy apple stuff is? It's just a sugar coating. It's just sugar.
The pickle segment is over. Yeah, that's how I'm doing.
You're doing pickles.
Well, I thought it was enough pickle. I thought today was a significant enough pickle day that it warranted. I had 2 points to make about pickles.
Yeah, and one of them
one
was
a jar was hard.
Yeah.
And one was the serving size thing, which is fucking ridiculous.
That's bizarre.
Yes.
I have to write a letter after this.
Clausen is trying to get away with something. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. You've skated every day. You skate every day now. You skate every day now.
The weather is so gorgeous, y'all. It's like today was like 75 and sunny, and I the kid didn't have school today because our school district takes election day off.
A lot of schools.
Yes, ours is one of them. Yeah. And so I tried to shuffle things around so I'd have a light day because I knew he'd be home. And then it was so beautiful out. We went to Whole Foods to pick up the snack that we're going to be eating later.
Yeah.
I was like, we should go skating. And he was like, wait till dad gets home and then go without me. And I was like, okay, I guess I will. I know. He said he just didn't want to skate today.
Hey, when you don't want to, you don't want to.
It's true. So when Dave got home and then I wrapped up my work, I put on my skates and I went out and skated on the bat line with my friendie.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Okay, good.
We went a little further than we should have, I think. Well, not for him. He skates constantly. But for me, I was pretty tired by the end.
Can I get, because I'm hearing feedback. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing the feedback that the listeners don't mind the skating content.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to ding you for that anymore.
Thank you. I'm out of coins, so I'm glad.
But in the interest of balancing the diet, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What's something that's going on in your life that is not skating related?
Not skating related. Well, I just got back from a trip to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. Did you eat anywhere good?
I ate at a place called Parlor Vegan Bakery. And we got some sushi takeout the first night, which was really good. There's a place near my sister that has, the menu makes it look like there's nothing vegan, but their veggie roll, which is not on the menu, but they will make for you, is incredible.
Really?
It's like a ton of pickled daikon, a ton of avocado, and then a couple other little things for different textures.
Yeah.
And wow.
Can I say something? Mm-hmm. Thanks. Increasingly, I'm like, fuck a veggie roll. What? Fuck a veggie roll. Get a protein in there.
I mean, I would love
if you're a sushi place. I'm not saying you for ordering one.
Yeah.
I'm saying sushi places.
Okay.
Get a protein in there.
I'm going to counter and say, I love a veggie roll that's prominently pickle. And I feel like a lot of proteins would overpower the star of the show, the great Japanese pickle that's in there.
Well, how about a pickle veggie roll cannot be your veggie roll. You must have two.
Yeah.
And one must be a protein.
That would be great.
Like Makimoto, that's tofu.
Yeah.
How hard is that shit?
Yeah.
Just put tofu in it.
Yeah, and those tofu skins are like a very common sushi ingredient.
Yeah.
Put them in the roll.
Yeah.
You have them so you can make a nari nigiri.
Oh, man. I had a ramen last week that had the tofu skin in it. It was so good. You want to do a Buffy Bites?
Okay. Let's buff. That's the theme.
I don't have a lot to say about Buffy. I just wanted to check in on it.
Okay. Where you at? What season?
Got some upset fans who thought I was cutting us off of Buffy.
You did. We got some letters.
We got a lot of feedback this week.
We did get a letter.
Certainly did get a lot of feedback.
Do you have a letter?
What?
Do you?
No, have... I'm not. No. Buffy Bites. That's the intro. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
We're doing great. This is going.
No, on. If you're not 100%.
I'm on it. Tell
on
me.
Board for my stupid shit. I can't just do my stupid shit in front of you.
I am on board.
Sorry that I'm saying so many curse words today.
Are you apologizing to me or the listener?
Everybody! So I've been watching Buffy. I'm on season 3 of Buffy.
Okay.
Buffy's back.
She's back. What happened to her?
She went away.
Oh, did she just take off?
She, like, hulked, like, the end of Incredible Hulk, like, took off on the lonely road, lived in, like, a flop house for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Worked as a server.
And then came back. Yeah. A server with a different name.
Yeah.
And then she in a town where people never grow up or what is it?
I don't remember.
What's the thing about the town? There's something about the town. It was actually a cool idea. But that was like a month ago that I watched this. So that's where I'm like. But she goes, oh, they're like, they get real old in the town. Because they go into this thing that ages them. Faster than whatever. Anyway, she gets out of that.
Yeah.
Has an old friend there. The old friend dies, right?
Yeah.
Or her boyfriend dies. You watched this entire series.
I know. Well, it's been a little minute. I don't know if you know this, but I'm on Angel now.
And your memory.
And I have the best memory.
Anyway, she comes back. Mm-hmm. Everybody's coupled up. I know this because they talk amongst each other about how coupled up they are, which is something that couples do.
It is a thing that high schoolers do.
I don't think it is. They were walking with arms around each other and being like, oh, we're about to approach Buffy. It's time to decouple. And they all like decouple.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's a sweet sentiment, but the way that they do it is so artificial and like nobody would actually do it that way. Which is all of the interactions of Buffy in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody talks like that.
Right. It's like Archie. Not Riverdale, Archie.
Right, right, right.
Anyway, so she comes back, and they have a keg party at her house to welcome her back, and her mom is there, and they're having a keg party at her house.
That's weird.
You don't remember any of this.
I don't remember the keg party.
I'm getting... I'm talking to a wall.
I remember her leaving. I remember her working at the diner.
Okay.
And then I remember her coming back and everyone's pissed. But I don't remember a party.
Everybody's pissed at her. She can't go back to school, so she's alienated from them.
Oh, yeah. She's in college now.
She is not in college now. She's at school. She's been kicked out of school.
Oh, but it's...
Because she kills people.
Right, but it's... school. It's college years, though.
No, they are all in school still. That's senior year of high school.
Oh, that bad principal kicks her out.
Quark.
Yeah. Yes. Quark kicks her out.
Yes.
That's right. That's right.
And if I'm being honest, he should have. She's killing people on school grounds.
Yeah.
Anyway, she comes back. You can turn me down. I won't be offended if you turn me down. Get me all fired up.
He's so mad at me.
The way you don't respond to me. She comes back. She can't go to school. She's alienated from her friends. She throws a keg party at her house. Then everybody comes, like, they get attacked by monsters or whatever at the keg party.
Of course.
And then they all, the Scooby Gang, fights off the monsters, and that's what brings them all back together.
Yeah.
And then, the episode I just watched,
yeah,
there's a new Slayer in town.
Who?
Her name is Faith. And I'm guessing that she sticks around from this reaction.
I love Faith.
Faith is...
She's so great.
I thought the show was in the moment stereotype of itself before. But Faith
is
1998 personified.
Yeah, for sure.
She is the style, the fashion, the demeanor, the delivery.
Yeah.
Everything.
God, she's so great.
I don't hate her.
Oh.
But I'm also like, what's up with those fairies? Because she doesn't have a watcher. Because her watcher's dead.
It's a problem.
It is. All right.
I'm so excited for the journey you're going to go on with Faith. You're going to hate it.
We'll check in a couple of months
on
Buff. That was Buffy Bites. Arr! We don't seem to be doing what you want to do.
No, what?
Podcast, so I'm going to get in the backseat.
Doing
and
great.
Let you drive the show now.
Dave, let me regale you with a tale of a vegan bakery that I went to with my sister. So I stayed with my sister when I went to Fort Lauderdale this weekend to visit family. And on Saturday morning, we woke up and we needed to eat breakfast. And so she said that there was a bakery not far away that is a vegan bakery that has like empanadas and pastelitos and like pastries and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was interested in that.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah. It's called Parlour, P-A-R-L-O-U-R,
ooh,
vegan bakery, fancy. And they have locations in Boca Raton and in Plantation, Florida.
My instinct is same as you to think that is a fancy spelling of parlour. Mm-hmm. How would you spell parlour otherwise?
Without the U.
P-A-R-L-O-R?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Really? Parlor is a room used primarily for conversation.
Really? P-A-R-L-O-R?
Mm-hmm.
I guess so. There's nothing fancy about that spelling.
Mm-mm.
Couldn't be less fancy.
Bare bones gets the job done.
Go on.
So I ordered, honestly, a ton of food. The kid refused to diversify his order. He got two breakfast pastelitos,
mm-hmm,
which had vegan sausage, egg, and cheese.
Okay.
In like this puff pastry. And he just got two of those and that was what it was.
That's
and
fun.
He gave me a bite. I know I wanted him to diversify so we could try more stuff.
Mm.
Because they had an incredible selection of like breakfast empanadas. Not breakfast empanadas, just empanadas.
Yeah.
The only breakfast thing was that pastelito. So since he wouldn't diversify, I was forced to overorder. So I got a broccoli cheese empanada, a Cuban pork empanada, and a guava cheese pastelito.
Oh.
And I also got a matcha with soy and agave. So fun to order a matcha and have them list a bunch of milks and get to choose one. And then choose soy because I'm from the 90s. They even had different sweeteners too. And I picked agave from like a list.
Huh. Yeah. Well, what else was on the list?
They had like stevia. I think they had regular sugar. They might have had maple syrup. They had a bunch of sweetening options. But they were like, what kind of milk?
Yeah.
What kind of sweetener? Very fun.
How big was this place?
Small. And there's no seating inside. There used to be, there's space for like maybe 3 or 4 little tables.
Okay.
But there are no tables and chairs in there. Amanda said that before lockdown maybe, or when she's been there previously, there were tables and chairs and they are just gone. There's nowhere to sit.
Well, I'll tell you what, my little coffee shop in town, Aurora Coffee, just reinstated seating yesterday.
Really?
Since before lockdown. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. We were going to go there and have breakfast there
and
then go see my mom. But we got there and we were like, I guess we're going to get this, take it back to your house.
Joke was on you.
Joke was certainly on me. So I really enjoyed the matcha. I asked for it sweet, but not too sweet. And that is exactly what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And so I drank the matcha on the way back to the house because I was very hungry. I needed something in my belly. So the first empanada I broke into was the pork. And it came with these two little sauces too. And they didn't say which was for what, but there was like a little white creamy sauce that was like had herbs in it. And then there was a pink sauce that had horseradish in it.
Oh my.
For dipping the empanadas, which was lovely.
And I'm sorry you said this. The whole place is vegan?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The whole place.
Wow. Even the chairs.
Who knows?
There were no chairs. It was a trick question. There's no seating.
That's right. So
I was listening.
So the first empanada I ate was the pork one. Vegan pork, everyone.
Right.
It was made from jackfruit. The jackfruit had a nice texture. And it was good with the sauce, but I felt like there wasn't a lot of flavor without the sauce.
Okay.
And I kind of expected, I'll say that everything I ate was good, but nothing was like seasoned as much as I would have liked. I would have liked more seasoning. And maybe that's what the sauce was for.
Because
with the sauce, everything was great. But like if I, taking a bite of an empanada on its own, it wasn't like, there weren't a lot of flavors going on.
Gotcha.
Okay. Still good, but I was surprised by that.
Yeah.
And then I dove into the broccoli cheese one, and it was broccoli cheesy, a little potatoy, and nice and creamy and cozy, but also like not a lot of seasoning, but good dipped in the sauces.
Okay.
And I kind of went back and forth on the sauces because I didn't know what was for what, so I just dipped everything in everything.
Well, so the pink sauce was horseradishy.
Mm-hmm.
And the white sauce was cheesy?
No, like more like sour creamy. Probably
sour
that
creamy.
One was for the broccoli. And I think the pink was for the pork, is what I guess.
Okay, so what I was going to say, but thanks for jumping in with your thoughts.
Anytime.
What I was going to say was, I hear broccoli and cheese, and I'm thinking baked potato.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking sour cream goes with a baked potato.
Yeah.
And then I'm hearing pink and horseradish, and I'm hearing pork and jackfruit, and I'm thinking, ooh, oh, baby. and those seem like a good pairing in my head.
So then the last item,
okay.
I have one more item.
I'm done.
I thought you were. You're not?
No, I'm done.
Please go on.
No, I insist.
So the guava and cheese pastelitos really were delicious, though no notes. It had like a nice thick guava jam in there. It had vegan cream cheese in there. The puff pastry was light and fluffy, crispy, and just delightful. Oh, and I had a bite of the kids one so I could talk about it. And I will say it was really good, too. It was like a sausage, egg, and cheese in crispy fluff pastry, like perfect.
Just egg, you think?
I believe.
Okay.
It might have been tofu, but I think it was just egg.
Interesting.
The bite I got had a lot of sausage in it, so it was more a texture than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time we go down all together, we have to go there though.
So we do?
Can try it. I think you'll be amazed by just the selection alone.
Okay.
It's really good. They have they had all these desserts too, like cupcakes and stuff. I stuck to the things that I was like, I mean, I can get a good vegan cupcake in Atlanta.
All right.
But good vegan empanadas are a little bit tougher to come by. In conclusion, was delicious. Would eat again. I want to know more about the sauces because they weren't listed on the menu. I still don't know what they were. They were good.
This is Talking Toe News.
Hey, welcome to Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline from the world of vegan news and we talk about it. What?
Sorry.
Was that funny?
I was thinking about how you always complain that I don't pay attention during Toe News, but I do.
You don't. That's all right, because I've lost the article. So, oh wait, here it is. I just want to point out that I did Talking Toe News.
I did. I liked it. I got it.
Right. You just didn't. You don't silently enjoy things, is the thing.
Sometimes I
no,
do.
No, you don't. If I don't get it, it didn't happen.
Sorry.
All right. This headline. This is from carnivalnews.com. Carnival-news.com. September 18th, 2023. Carnival Cruise Line introduces new vegan dining room menu. Yeah, Carnival Cruise, the large cruise line that everybody's familiar with, right?
I feel like it's big enough.
Commercials.
Mm-hmm. They have commercials. Yeah.
They're no Royal Caribbean.
No. I mean, I don't know. I don't know anything about cruises.
I think that, well,
cruise people get at us.
I don't want a bad mouth. I've never been on a cruise.
It's not like Sea Escape. That's the only one that I know.
Seascape, for those of you who don't know, do day cruises where you get on a boat and they take you in one direction for half the day and then they come back.
Yeah.
Like you don't stay the night on the boat. Right.
If you grew up in Florida, you probably went on at least one Seascape.
Hoo-wee, hoo-wee, baby, won't you let me take you on a day cruise?
Florida thing.
Yep.
A Seascape cruise was how I learned that I get seasick.
Okay.
I lost most of the day. Because I was just so sick. I just slept.
Okay.
Yeah.
Building on a fleet-wide initiative to add even more options for guests in its dining rooms, Carnival Cruise Lines is introducing new vegan menus that have just been added on board Carnival Freedom in Port Canaveral and Carnival Horizon at Port Miami. Going forward, the new vegan menus will be implemented fleet-wide in a phased approach through the end of the year.
Nice.
Right? The new vegan menus will offer a selection of appetizers, entrees, and desserts that are entirely vegan. Carnival chefs created recipes for each menu item to be prepared without the use of animal products, and the proteins included are made from meat substitutes. Plant-based food options are a rising preference on our ships, just as they are on land. And so the new dishes we're introducing are a direct response to that shift, said Richard Morse, Senior Vice President of Food and Beverage at Carnival Cruise Line. So here's a few of the menu items. Appetizers. Wait, what? Before I do this, mm-hmm. What do you think the vegan options are on the Carnival Cruise Line?
I think, all right, I'm going to aim high. I'm going to say.
Is this what you think, or is this like
what I would like?
Okay. Tell me what you think.
Oh, what I think. Okay, something potato-y, probably, as an appetizer. Mm-hmm. Like a fried potato item, maybe.
Okay.
Cauliflower wings. Mm-hmm. I think for entrees, there'll be some kind of like an eggplant thing, mm-hmm. a Beyond or Impossible burger, mm-hmm. and maybe a mushroom thing or a cauliflower thing.
Okay.
And then for desserts, some kind of cookie or cupcake.
Okay. Okay. Well, here's what we got for appetizers. Hawaiian salmon poke. A refreshing starter that combines plant-based salmon, edamame, mango, and cucumber.
Holy shit.
Stuffed mushrooms. Four fried mushrooms stuffed with delicious plant-based cheeses and spinach. Spaghetti carbonara. A flavorful pasta with vegan bacon, onion, and garlic. This dish can be ordered as a starter or entree. Mm. Entrees. grilled tofu steak, a savory tofu steak covered in honey barbecue sauce. Honey, watch out, guys. Accompanied by a Hasselbeck potato and mixed vegetables. Baked vegetable au gratin. Au gratin. Au gratin.
You did awesome. Thank you. You're killing it.
A medley of mixed vegetables. Oh, shit. Combined with vol au vent. Vol au vent.
Let me see it written down. Show me.
Well, now you're going to...
I need to see it to say it.
I have to hide the other menu items.
Vol au vent.
Vol au vent.
Vol au vent.
Vol au vent. Vol au vent.
Perfect.
Vol au vent. And sprinkled with melted plant-based cheeses. Mm. Eggplant cutlet la parmigiana.
Nailed it.
La parmigiana. You don't curve that in.
Good job.
Eggplant cutlet a la parmigiana.
Okay.
Why do I do this?
I don't know.
Every time.
What?
I get myself into a pickle with these articles.
You do.
Words that I don't read in advance.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I should start doing.
You could, and then look up pronunciations.
I'd have to.
It'd be a whole thing.
It's not going to happen. Mm-mm. A tasty entree. This one's tasty. Covered in savory vegan mozzarella, topped with pesto and basil leaves.
Ooh.
Desserts. Key lime velvet cake. A fruity spin on the classic key lime pie. This cake combines flavors of citrus with raspberry and strawberry. Dutch double chocolate pave? Pava? Pave? Pave?
Pave. You got it the first time.
Okay.
Nailed it.
You stoned
right
it.
Out of the gate.
Just stoned.
Well, you kept talking.
Talking to a statue.
Sorry.
With alternating waiting. Layers of cake and buttercream frosting, this dessert is a chocolate lover's dream. Okay.
Do you want
cappuccino? No, that was you going. Cappuccino pot de creme, creme.
Creme.
Oh. I think we might just call the episode after Tony's.
Yeah.
A treat with coffee flavors surrounding cinnamon creme chantilly.
That's fine.
It's my own fault.
It is.
It's my own hubris. The new vegan-specific menus will be introduced throughout the fall. The new offerings were already piloted on Carnival Magic. Carnival Dream will be the next ship to implement the menus. And by the end of this month, guests will be able to order from the menus on Carnival Valor, Carnival Radiance, Carnival Miracle, Carnival Panorama, and Mardi Gras. They don't have Carnival at the front of that one. Hmm. Mardi Gras is its own carnival.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And then it continues to list boats that the vegan menus will become available. I'm not going to read them all. I'm going to stop reading altogether. I really want to go on a cruise, Becky.
I know.
I really want to go on a cruise. I know they're terrible for the world. I'm not saying I want to be a cruise person.
Just want to go on one cruise.
I want to go on one cruise before I die. I could die tomorrow, and I would have died having never cruised.
Yeah.
Pretty sad.
We can go on a cruise.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What cruise would we go on? Wait, Is Seascape the only cruise you've been on?
No, I did an Alaska cruise with my family.
Okay.
And I want to say I went on one other one, but the Alaska one's the one I remember because I was a teen and I had a big fun time.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Then why are you so poo-pooing on cruises?
I don't like being on a boat that much because I get motion sick.
Okay. Is there anything we can do about it?
I mean, I think I'll just pop those gingy pills the whole time and it'll be fine.
Is being inside the boat different from being outside the boat?
Oh, like on deck?
Yeah, we could just sleep in the chairs on the deck.
You know what? I took an overnight boat once. In high school, I went on this Europe trip with my bestie and her high school. Somehow she convinced them to let me go on this trip, even though I didn't go to their school.
This is the 90s in a nutshell.
It really is. It was a summer trip. Oh, it wasn't during the school year. And part of the trip included taking a boat. I forget from where. I remember that the destination you saw the White Cliffs of Dover, but it was overnight. And I got freaked out about being in the room because the rooms are very claustrophobic. Or at least the rooms we were in were very claustrophobic. And I ended up sleeping up on the deck because I couldn't sleep in the room. I was too scared.
So I would want to stay in a large room with a lot of space and a window.
Yeah.
I don't want to stay in one of those Jack Titanic rooms.
That's the kind of room we were in, and it was awful.
Down with the dancers.
I think when I went with my parents to Alaska, our room was small. It was small, but it wasn't as small as that boat.
Yeah.
From when I was a teen.
No Sea Escape either.
No,
How big was the Sea Escape boat?
It was a cruise ship. We had a room because when I got seasick, I went to sleep. I went to the room and I went to sleep.
So did you stay overnight?
No, I just slept most of the day. When I get motion sick, sometimes I get sleepy. And if I'm nauseous, I'm like, I'm just going to go with the sleep thing.
I just think it's strange to be assigned a room with a bed for a day when you're not going to sleep in the bed.
I know, it's weird.
It's unique.
It was weird.
But I'm not complaining. We should all get beds everywhere that we spend any time. Mm-hmm. There should be beds for everybody.
I agree. Beds all the time. Yeah. All around us.
It's strange, though.
Yeah. It was a little weird, but it worked out well for me because I wasn't feeling good.
We're going to go on a cruise?
Sure. Let's pick up.
We're going to go on a cruise.
Oh, yay. You're so excited.
I didn't think we'd ever do that. You seemed pretty, like, dug in on no cruises every time I brought it up.
The other thing about cruises that makes me nervous is you always hear about norovirus.
Yeah, I'm going to get sick as shit on this cruise. I'm going to be the one that gets motion sickness, and I'm going to get norovirus. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be done cruising.
We'll have done it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
It's going to be great.
This is Talking Toe News.
Well, we're going to cruise into some... Yeah, we both had the same threadbare idea.
It's ads, everybody.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to Talking Tofu. There you go. We did it.
Yeah.
We did it.
Branding.
Were they good ads? Did you get an ad for Carnival Cruises? Are they listening to us?
If they could see me, that's what the song was, right?
Oh,
yeah. It's Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yes.
Is she dead?
No, I think she's okay.
Regis is the one who's dead.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Regis and Kathy Lee.
Yeah. I know what you're
okay.
I'm picking them. Cut.
Can we take reacting class? Can we take reacting class?
Reacting class. That's funny. Was that better? So, why don't you set it up?
Yeah, no, I want to hear how you do it. I want to hear how you get us into this.
I got nothing.
Yeah. So, I'm on the internet. I'm on my phone. Not right now. But never while we're recording. But, cut to sometime in the past, I'm on my phone. I'm looking at my little Instagram. I'm looking at my little reels. And a reel comes by from an account that I'm a big fan of, Atomic Vegans. They're a Central Florida-based artist, and just really love their design work, really love all their stuff. They go to the parks, they go to places around Orlando and around Central Florida and talk about restaurants and stuff like that, and just really enjoy it. But one of the things that they posted was a calzone. It was like a Pillsbury pizza crust mummy, which is like a, is it a calzone or a stromboli? That's why I'm hesitating at being hung up. And now that I've just been wrong for like 45 minutes, I want to do right by Atomic Vegans. They called it a calzone. So I'm going to stick with calzone.
Let's go with that, because I'm not sure. It's kind of somewhere in between.
What's the difference? What is a calzone?
A calzone is like a big pocket full of stuff.
Okay. And what's a stromboli?
A stromboli
is a rolled up pizza.
Is rolled up.
Okay. So it's not a stromboli at all.
No, not.
Couldn't be simpler.
Couldn't be easier.
Yeah.
We were the ones who were wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and one comment on that reel was like, it's a stromboli. And dumbass me is like, well, maybe they're onto something. They are commenting on the internet.
They must be an expert. You have to be.
They must know something I don't. So they made it so much better than me, but I saw it and I could not get it out of my head. I thought about it for like a week and a half. And then one Friday, I went to the Kroger, and I got the ingredients. And they didn't have all the ingredients, so I went to the Seven Onda and got more of the ingredients. Oh, I should preface. This was all after you went to the Kroger.
Got the wrong ingredients.
Right.
All the wrong stuff.
Right. So I had to go. The whole thing cost about $45. But I'll make it cheaper next time.
Yeah, because we'll just one trip to the store.
Yeah. So what the recipe calls for is you flatten out the Pillsbury pizza dough, which is vegan. Mm-hmm. Makes a bit little rectangle. It looks like Cassandra from Doctor Who.
Yeah.
You flatten it all out, and then you use a sharp knife. Be careful. And you cut little gills all the way down the sides of it. Mm-hmm. And they all have to go in the same direction. And then what you do is you get your tomato sauce, and you pour your tomato sauce in the middle. And then you get liquid mozzarella. Liquid mozzarella, Becky.
Amazing.
Not a cheese wheel like you brought home.
You just said, get me Yoko's mozzarella.
I said liquid mozzarella.
Oh, I scared.
Or I said a bottle of mozzarella. Either way, clear either by vessel or by substance that I wanted liquid. I almost said liquor. You're making me want liquor.
Oh, I blew it.
Yeah. Also, wanted pepperoni, field roast pepperoni, mm-hmm. or just vegan pepperoni was what I said.
Yeah, there was none.
You said there was none. Hold on to that. So you come back.
I got the tomato sauce though.
Yeah, 15% accomplished. You got the tomato sauce. I go to Seven Onda, get the bottle of cheese. And I get a packet of field roast pepperoni and a bunch of other stuff because it's like a candy store there.
Right, yeah.
But the pepperoni is puffy. The bag is puffy. Mm-hmm. And I look at all the bags. All the bags are puffy. And I'm like, well, maybe this is just the way life is. You know?
Yeah.
Don't be alarmed. So I buy the puffy bag. Come home. And then I don't know what I need from.
You got the crescent roll dough and you had to go back to the pizza dough.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. That was my mistake. I bought crescent rolls instead of the pizza dough because they're both red Pillsbury containers.
Yeah.
So I went back to get the pizza dough. Went by the vegan section. They had a whole thing of pepperoni. They couldn't have had more pepperoni if they tried. There would have been no room.
I wasn't there wasn't any pepperoni.
There was so much pepperoni.
Seriously?
Yes.
I did not see it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
And exact same brand as what I've had at Seven Onda, except
$3 less.
No, not puffy.
Oh no.
Not puffy. And so I got deep in my head. I was like, well, the puffy ones are bad. The puffy ones have gotta be bad.
They could be.
If this is a thing that exists in a not puffy form, then the puffy version of the same thing would be bad.
Yeah.
So I bought the non-puffy version.
Yeah, puffiness is a warning sign. That's not you spiraling about germs. Okay.
So you got the gills.
Cut the gills. Put on your
pizza sauce. You got the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Put down my pepperonis.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fold little arms over each other. And it looks like a little mummy.
Mm-hmm.
And you put that mummy in there. Oh, and then you spray them or baste them with olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
It's a heat.
Yeah.
Mummy identifies as a heat. So I put the... put the mummy in the oven,
mm-hmm.
and cook it until it's golden brown. And mm-hmm. I pull it out. We watch a Community as a family.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spooky episode, coincidentally.
Yeah.
A Friday before Halloween.
Eat our spooky pizza. And it was cool because you didn't really have to slice it. It kind of ended up pull-a-party.
Yeah.
Because of the mummification, which is really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun.
My only wish would be for more filling.
Yeah.
I feel like it could have used more.
We should have.
But
that's the thing we can do to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying it was good.
Yeah.
I liked it. But I'm saying we can keep on down this road and try out different fillings and stuff.
I think two watch outs. One, Pillsbury is pretty sweet. Like as breads go.
Yeah.
Like all Pillsbury breads are pretty sweet to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a new flavor. Like that's a new sensation with a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That you might not be ready for.
Yeah.
The other one is that I tried to make a breakfast version of this pizza by using just egg instead of tomato sauce. And I had sausage crumbles and stuff like that. I was ready to go. The just egg just spilled all over the place.
Yeah, you would have to cook it ahead of time.
Or. You wouldn't have to cook it ahead of time because then you would overcook it when you put it in the oven.
Well, but it would be wrapped up in the cozy mummy, so it probably wouldn't dry out. But I see what you're saying.
What you need to do is build a little wall around it.
A little moat.
Something to keep it from spilling out through the gills.
Yeah, a moat.
Anyway, I've got an idea for that. I also want to make the same thing. I want to do it instead with butter and cinnamon and sugar and make a big cinnamon toast mummy.
You know what would be really good in that?
What?
Is if you put apple slices and then this, butter, apple slices, more butter, and then cinnamon sugar. Vegan butter.
Maybe. Why do you keep doing that? Why do you keep doing that to yourself?
Because I feel like people are going to get mad.
You think the two listeners of this podcast don't know that? Anyway, Atomic Vegans, thank you so much for this recommendation.
Yeah.
And thank you for your account, which I love. Yeah.
Thanks.
Any thoughts?
I loved this. Like I said, it has me thinking about other things we could stuff inside of it, and I'm excited to experiment.
I'm just saying, did you have anything you wanted to say to Atomic Vegans?
Oh, Atomic Vegans, this was a great recipe.
Yeah. And great seriously, job. Check out their design. Their design work.
Your aesthetic is gorgeous.
It's just so good. Check it out. They have shirts. They have merch. Do it.
Yeah.
Spend some money. Spend a little money. Sure. Buy our mouse pads. And then if you have a little enough left over, I don't know how much our mouse pads are. 40, 50?
Yes.
If you have enough left over, at Atomic Vegans way.
That's right.
All right. Now we are going to eat this thing that I found at the Whole Foods today.
All right. Earlier today, I was sitting on the couch. No, I was sitting at my desk. And I received a text message from Dave. It was a picture of Everything Bagel Wonder Eggs. And he said, get this for the pod. And as I think I mentioned earlier, I manufactured myself a light day. And so after we ate lunch, the kid and I popped over to Whole Foods and we picked up this package of Everything Bagel Wonder Eggs. I am glad that at the store, I peeked inside the package because the first one I grabbed did not have the seasoning pack.
Somebody stole the seasoning pack and just ate it themselves?
And they didn't take, the eggs were still in there.
Fun dip it with their pinkies?
I guess so. So you get this Everything Wonder seasoning packet, which has everything bagel seasoning with black salt in it. But maybe check, because I don't know if they're falling out or if that's what it looks like on the box. So I'm going to pop one out and then I like it.
Real good.
Everything bagel seasoning is crunchy.
Here's the thing. It'd be pretty hard to fuck up the Wonder Egg. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. This is, honestly, in my egg days, I never put stuff on boiled eggs like this. Mm-hmm. But it's a great idea. I saw grown adults doing it. Mm-hmm. It's just, I never needed it because I love to boil egg. Mm-hmm.
I will say, this costs a dollar more than the regular Wonder Egg.
Yeah.
And you could just get Wonder Egg and put Everything Bagel seasoning on it now that you know that this flavor profile is amazing.
Okay.
You could use the sachet of black salt to get the black salt flavor and then shake on some Everything Bagel seasoning. You know what I'm saying? A little workaround.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm, that's good stuff. Yeah, I like that. Save a buck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A literal buck.
I'm going to save $1.
So we went to Whole Foods. And I guess the kid has been on a mission to find vegan jelly beans. Mm-hmm. Jelly beans love a confectioner's glaze. That's how they get their shiny coating. Mm-hmm. That's made from bugs. So this poor kid who loves jelly beans and then realized that the jelly beans he'd been eating had bugs on them. Mm-hmm. And I guess during the course of processing this, I offhandedly was like, I'm sure Whole Foods has vegan jelly beans. So he held that in his mind until today when I was like, let's go to Whole Foods. And he was like, can I look for jelly beans? Yeah. And I was like, sure. So he went to the candy aisle. We established a meeting spot. He went to the candy aisle. I went and got too much stuff. And then we got to the meeting spot and he showed up with a box of 12 individual packs of vegan jelly beans or 15. And I said, okay, great. How much is it? $12.
Wow.
And I had to say, I'm sorry, but I cannot do that. Mm. It's $12. But we'll look. So our quest continues for some vegan jelly beans that don't cost $12. It was an already becoming an expensive grocery trip, and I was just like, I can't justify it.
Yeah.
But we're on the hunt.
All right.
We'll find him some. They'll be so good when we do because of all of this buildup.
Maybe ask our listeners if they could suggest some.
Listener, what is a vegan jelly bean that you like? And I don't, not those Jelly Belly gummies. That's not a jelly bean. Those are gummies. He wants like a jelly bean.
Yeah.
He's been looking for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Help a kid out.
You got a letter?
Dim Sim Kitty writes, Becky, slide into my DMs and scream about OFMD with me. Oh, our flag means death. Sorry, it took me a second. We can talk about our beautiful Ed, a.k.a. Blackbeard, if you must. And I know everyone's name, and I will bring you into my circle of gay pirate brain rot.
I you did keep calling him Blackbeard.
I know. And his name's Ed.
Yeah.
I know. Well, also, there will hopefully be a third season. There had better. It is a glorious show. She goes on to say, then she sent me a beautiful picture of them having a smooch. Ed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ed Steed.
And Steed. Thank you. I just want them to be happy forever. They are such doofuses, but they are so in love. Also, she says, Angel named Connor.
Oh, Angel came back, by the way, in the Buffy that I watched.
Oh, yeah.
He, like, falls out of thin air and lands on his face on the ground. I'm like, oh, it's a pretty face to damage like that.
So this is the season where you're on the Buffy season where the spinoff begins.
Okay.
So there's going to be some, like, crossover, and then it'll launch off into the...
When he fell, I was like, good thing you said caveman thick. That's not going to hurt.
Angel named Connor. Oh, and also Dave scared me for a moment thinking he was giving up on Buffy, which he cannot do. He must watch them all.
Oh my gosh.
Dim Sim Kitty. Perfect letter.
So what do you think is going to happen first? I'm going to finish Buffy. We're going to go on a cruise or I'm going to die.
Oh God. Jesus, Dave Streepy.
Pick one. I think cruise first.
Cruise, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm striking while the iron's hot on this cruise. I'm changing all of our plans.
Oh, no.
All right.
Well, hey, Dim Sim Kitty.
You just keep eating while we're...
I know, talking. It's so good. Dim Sim Kitty, thank you for the letter. And thank you for listening. If you would like to write us a letter, write to us at talkintofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or slide into our DMs, talkintofupod on Instagram. I read and respond to every single one.
And thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod. And do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. And another way that you can support the show is by picking up some mouse pads. Grab yourself a Talking Tofu mug, tea, sticker, mouse pad, and more in our talk in our Tee Public shop. teepublic.com/talking-tofu.
Why the mouse pads? Why do you hate them?
I don't hate them. It's just such a strange... So strange. Why would we do that?
And there's just a toggle just and it said, do you want mouse pads?
Yeah, mouse
and
I was like, too? Sure. Okay.
Why not? Someone might want one. And now they're available for
now,
you.
Yeah.
Our listeners.
But they don't have the wrist rest. No. And they're $45.
They're $300. Support the show.
I'm Line Leader on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads. And Line Leader was taken on TikTok.
And I am Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads. And you can find my recipes at glueandglitter.com. Talking Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.